Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I'm about to say something. It's not going to be very popular, but it's the honest truth, okay? So, because for months now, people have been demanding to hear from Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, his side of the story, the evidence they want to hear. Now his testimony and information on the evidence are starting to leak. It's starting to leak mostly from well-placed sources. What is not clear is whether this new information, which seems to be released daily, whether it's an orchestrated effort to ease protesters and Michael Brown supporters into the realization that the officer most likely will not be indicted. Why is that? It's because of a newly released autopsy acquired by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which is also posted on Black America Web. It shows that Michael Brown may not have had his hands up, as some witnesses have said. It also shows, now I say it may not, it also shows there was a much more violent altercation inside the squad car with the evidence corroborating the officer's explanation of the events. Sources say there was blood on Wilson's clothing, the gun, and inside the car. Now, it also shows that there was a gunshot wound to Michael Brown's hand fired at close range. A forensic pathologist who reviewed the autopsy told the paper, this is a quote, "The autopsy supports the fact that this guy is reaching for the gun. If he has gunpowder particulate matter in the wound," she added. "If he has his hands near the gun when it goes off, he's going for the officer's gun." She also told the Post-Dispatch that the autopsy did not support witnesses who have claimed Brown was shot during running from Wilson or with his hands up, while running from Wilson or with his hands up. She and the St. Louis County Medical Examiner go on to describe in depth what the autopsy reveals, like the shot to the forehead, two to the chest, another to the upper arm. They say the shot to the top of Michael Brown's head was instantly fatal, and it indicates that the teenager was falling forward or lunging toward Officer Wilson. Now, the autopsy has been reviewed and it's being overseen by both the prosecutor and the FBI. The Justice Department is said to be frustrated by the leaks in testimony and evidence. The Brown family attorney told me just last night on CNN that he believes the leaks are orchestrated to bolster Officer Wilson's case. Forensics experts say that some of what it's in the autopsy is up to interpretation. But here's the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. Barring a videotape that clearly shows the events on Canfield Drive on August 9, 2014, judging from the evidence revealed thus far, anything is possible. But at this point, an indictment of Officer Darren Wilson is looking more and more like it is not going to happen. That's why people are saying that there should be a transparent process through a trial. That's a different story if it goes to a jury. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So all these leaks, excuse me. Is that legal?
It's not supposed to happen, but if you don't know who it is, what are you going
to
do?
Who are you going to charge with this?
Who are you going to charge because you don't know who it is? And I spoke to an attorney and Dr. Cyril Wecht, who's very respected, and both of them say they have never heard of so many leaks in a process like this that's supposed to be closed and secured. But yeah, the leaks are coming out, and they don't know who's
from. Let me ask this question. Would it be different, or would we have a different attitude if what was leaking was what we wanted to hear?
That's
absolutely.
Jay,
be totally
thank
different.
Thank you, Jay.
What's leaking is what we don't want to hear, and now everybody seems to be suspicious.
I said that to the attorney last night.
Yeah,
I said,
but what's leaking is what we don't want to hear.
What did he say, Don?
He thinks it's orchestrated, and he says the witnesses on his side of the story, there have been, you know, seven or so witnesses who corroborate, you know, Mike Brown's what happened to Mike Brown through Dorian Johnson, that he had his hands up in the air. But
I think it's very
you're
sad
right.
that this young man put himself in a series of events that caused his death, and it shouldn't have happened. From all the way back from the store up to the time he encounters the officer.
I think they are preparing us for the worst and trying to get the groundwork so that the worst does not happen in terms of more violence.
But I think the worst is going to happen.
I do too.
And I tell you, be careful. because I say that, and it's my job to say the truth, and people get mad at me. They say, why are you saying that? Whose side are you on? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth.
The truth.
That's it. And they
because
are upset.
What's leaking is not what we want to hear.
What you want to hear. And I said to the attorney, I said, you're a smart man, Darryl Parks. You know not everything that comes out is going to be favorable to Mike Brown.
Okay.
That's how this process works.
When is the grand jury going to
it's
rule?
It's supposed to be November. They said possibly November. It could be January. But
date. I mean, it's
you want me to
like,
tell you the truth again? So I think what they're probably going to do is wait till it's cold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
People don't like to be outside protesting.
And that's
and
why they're doing it
they
to
think
November
that, people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If not later.
If not, right.
There's a rally coming up this weekend?
There's rallies.
With Reverend Al?
There's
it's
rallies every night.
Weekend.
There's rallies every night. I'm sure Reverend Al has a rally, and there are rallies around the country. There was one in Atlanta. They call them rallies of support or what have you.
It's not right to all these leaks, and it's illegal.
Yeah, but
who are you going to charge?
Who's going to take?
I mean, if you're going to have a trial, let's have a trial. But you don't have a trial by leaking everything from the grand jury. That's just not right.
But
all
that's
right.
The point.
No, but
that's
the
point that
is,
you're not going to have a trial.
Yeah, that's it.
I understand. Don Lemon, good job.
Have a good day, y'all.